Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B-Dub, Binkley, and Dustman. We're with you all week. Fesco, Kling, they're out. B-Dub's babysitting, you know, me and Binkley, so hold on tight. Somebody, this is kind of nice.
Has this gone well for you, though? I mean,
oh, I love this. Come on,
okay,
man.
Okay.
I mean, it's
Dusty and I are, we did that 610 day together, and it got out of hand a little bit. So well, you never know what you're going to get with us.
Well, that's because we started talking about some weird stuff.
We behaved today.
We've dropped an anus before on the air.
We behaved today.
And, well, so far, it's Tuesday. We're all sluggish, man. It's the day after the holiday.
I mean, we shouldn't even be here. I don't know why Speck even has us here this morning.
We behaved.
Should have been satellite radio. Well, we got 610 day was one day. It was 4 hours. We had to lay it all out in one day. This is a marathon, not a race, and it just had to be said. Somebody said from the 702, four-year-old dropped a perfectly timed WTF after a big fountain finished up. My sister doesn't curse. It was the highlight of my night. That is pretty funny to think that a four-year-old had that in the brain to say, holy what the F, right, when a big thing happens. Ario Pizza, I've heard, is also great from the 913. You know what's also, don't sleep on it. I know Binkley will say Jack's Pizza, but Aldi has a pizza that's out of this world. I don't know what it's called. I just know it's a meat pizza. It's like all meat lovers at Aldi. Fantastic. They also have a Euro kit. That's fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, Josh, I'm telling you, dude, it's an Aldi pizza. It's in an orange box. It's got meat lovers on it. Take it home. Tree 75 for about 13 to 15 minutes. Aldi pizza, man. Big Aldi guy. Love it. Great produce. Great Euro kit in the frozen food section, too. Speaking of great and frozen, Josh Fernier at 8:30 will join us. But one thing I want to talk about before we get into it, so I want to talk a little Royals, because yesterday was like, man, I don't know how much you watch them. I'll tell you exactly what I watch the Royals for. It's the young talent. I want to watch MJ hit. I want to watch, by the way, he's sexy. He's another one that's up there. Like he just looked like he was just swagged out yesterday, had the nice American, you know, 4th of July catcher's gear on, had the nice sleeve that had the stars and stripes. It was just, and then he just goes two bombs, deep to right, upward shot tankers. But
this, telling you, man, like water.
Yeah, I mean, what's he got now, 9, 10?
Eight.
Oh, he's got 8? Okay.
But
Bobby's got 7 or 8, 9.
No, but Bobby's got 11.
Got 11, so he's almost there to 2020. But the thing about this Royals team is that there's a few questions. Because not only are they not good, but like they're losing in ways that make you want to ask yourself, what in the hell is going on? Now, we've seen reports that the locker room is tense, that it's, you know, kind of like a, you just don't want to go in there because if you say the wrong thing, it's going to be an explosion. Nobody wants to say anything because of where they're at with the tensity and the high level of just like, we suck, we know it. This team is, you know, divided in half from a few veterans to a few young guys. And then, you know, you look at the way yesterday's game goes. You're up 5-0. Heasley pitches fine. Got all the way through 6 innings. Did exactly what you wanted to do. 0 runs earned. And then it's just like it implodes. And you think to yourself, okay, I get it. It's only July 5th. You got to the end of the month to make the trade deadlines work. But at this point, if you're the Royals – and you're trying to pretty much clean house the end of the season. It seems like, at least for now, Cal Eldred and Mike Matheny are going to be with this team until the end of the season, which is, you know, that's the decision the organization wants to make. By the way, Mike Matheny tomorrow, 9 a.m. on this show with Binkley, B-Dub, and myself, Dusty Likens. But here's the thing, Binkley. If I'm the Royals, clearly Benintendi's getting traded. It's just a matter of time. He's going to go to somebody that's needing that outfield, basically like a Ben Zobrist type of player, someone who's 300 hitters, someone who can be on base, someone who can, you know, get people over and be defensively good. But the other guys that I could see the Royals, maybe if they wanted to kind of clean house and kind of get the young guys up and make the new sort of Royals way, is why would you not package like a Hunter Dozier with a Scott Barlow, where you know you got to give something up who's decent, like Scotty B's a good closer, But he ain't going to get any good on a team that's losing 5 or winning 5-0 and then blowing your lead in the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. Hunter Dozier's a guy that I think could be useful to somebody that, you know, needs a DH or needs a guy that can hit 7th in a lineup and give you some sort of, you know, different view. But right now, if you're going to get rid of guys and gain prospects and let these young kids kind of develop in your system, you have to package guys together. And that's the best way to kind of clean house or have your what you'd call your dumpster fire, whatever it may be. But you're going to have to give a little and, get rid of a lot. So if you want to trade a Whit Merrifield, you might have to pair him with a Scott Barlow or somebody else that's in that, you know, type of situation that you can get a top 15, top 10 prospect out by packaging guys together. But also the way you're doing it is you're clearing the way for the other talent.
The one thing is you got to have the young voices be the voices. That's one thing you have to do. And as far as patching, Vern one time came on and said, yeah, I could get you a top 100 prospect. Or do you want major league ready talent? Because if you get prospects still, how much longer are you waiting? Like, how much longer are you waiting to be good? Now, yesterday was frustrating because Heasley did exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Got you in the 7th inning. Like, that's what you wanted.
Right.
A quality start from Jonathan Heasley got you into the 7th inning, then you found a way to lose. But the bottom line is, look at how the Astros are.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't blown things up. They just regrouped. Yordan Alvarez.
You know, player development.
You get rid of George Springer. So we have Jeremy Pena comes in. They lose Carlos Correa.
Carl Tucker's the Twins. Good.
Jeremy Pena comes in as a rookie. He's hitting 278 with 11 bombs.
Right.
But you recirculate. You know, the strength of a team, the core of the team is the most important part than the individual pieces. Like, look at last year. The Braves won the World Series without their best player, Acuna. Doesn't play in the World Series. They win it all.
Right.
You look at Mike Trout, the best player on the planet right now. 3 MVPs, 4 times he's finished 2nd. Otani, best player in Major League Baseball right now, MVP from last year. And they don't win anything. Yeah, they're a circus. They're fun to go watch, Otani and Trout, but they don't win anything. This is the Royals. Like, are you going to get worse? That's the question you have to ask. If we make moves, are you going to get worse, or is a possibility of getting better? Because right now the status quo is not working, man. And not only that, but you can't – next year, you can't look at it like a developmental year, but that's exactly what next year is going to be.
Right.
It's good that Vinny's up here now.
Sure.
MJ's up here with Bobby. You know, they're getting acclimated to Major League Baseball. These guys are going to take off. They already are. Bobby Witt Jr. and all the extra base hits. Leading Major League Baseball. He's tied with Rodriguez at this point. But they're going to take off. They're not going to slow down. We're going to see the best of them yet to come. Let them be the voices. Let them be the leaders. Like Hosmer and Moose and Duffy and Sal Perez, all these guys got to be the voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody else is kind of cleared off. Yeah, they did bring in James Shields that had that big voice. But the main voices came from inside the clubhouse. That's the future of the team. That's right. Where the voices should be.
And the text line says, Whit Merrifield wanted Bobby Jr. up last year. The clubhouse loves him. What veteran isn't happy to see Vinny or MJ? That's not what we're saying. We're saying the locker room is tense because nobody wants to step up and be the leader.
It's tense because they're losing, and it's always going to be tense.
And it is going to be that way because there are situations in which this time of the year, when you're a team that's lost 40-plus games and you're that far below 500, you're that far out of it, you've been out of it that far, people get tired, people get tense. And the other thing is that you got to know that, like, if we see the articles and we see the topics, they're definitely looking at them. And I get it. People always ask, you know, do they listen to the media? Do they listen to you guys? Sometimes. Do they read the articles that people put out there that are possible, you know, trade talk articles? Probably more than you'd think. Or there's times where, like, their agents are talking to them that they're like, hey, there's a potential chance that, you know, you might get dealt to L.A. or you might get dealt to San Diego or St. Louis or somewhere that's competitive that could use you and that will trade for you and just let you know that. And then that kind of gets people off on a tangent where it's like, well, he doesn't even want to be here because he knows he's going to get traded. And it's like, that's not the fair assumption. We don't know if he wants or does want to be here. It's the fact that, like, imagine you doing your job and all of a sudden the competitor across the street's like, well, we're thinking about maybe going and getting this guy. It's like, how do I want to, you know, present myself? And I don't think it's anybody's mad that the kids are up. It's just that, like, baseball is a game of, and it always will be, it's like a game of respect. Like, you have to earn your way. And I remember Vern, who will join us here in a little bit, about 20 minutes. But the thing is, I remember Vern told me when I asked him earlier in the season, I said, how come this team doesn't have, you know, like a red ass? Like, how come this team doesn't have somebody that when the going gets tough, they get down there and they're like, hey, damn it. And, you know, gets everybody kind of in this like mode. And I don't really see that. And the first time I saw it was when Amir Garrett was ready to go right back at it with Javi Baez. You know, you're a guy that's on a team that's lost 40-plus games, and then you think about it and you strike a guy out and you do this whole, like, yeah! Which is fine, but the thing is like, you need a little bit of that. You need a little bit of fire because right now there is none. You know, the analogy I give it is, if I know my first four holes on the golf course are you know, just absolutely terrible, my goals change. My goals change from being like, okay, I want to shoot this to, okay, let's just break this. Let's just make sure we don't shoot 100. You're not going to shoot 82 today, but maybe you can get out there and you can salvage what is something there. I'm not seeing that with the Royals. Like last year, you know, Matheny gave that big speech where he was like, we're going to do something magical in the second half. And they played good baseball in the second half. Now, a little bit of that is tampered with because some teams have checked out and some teams don't care. And so you get to like September baseball and you look good when other teams are just like, well, we're not, you know, into playing right now because it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that if you want to kind of like change the direction of this team, obviously there are going to be changes with maybe upper management, maybe front office, maybe the player development, because you mentioned the Astros. The Astros have all that talent and it's all been developed with them. It's not like they're going out to the Dodgers and being like, oh yeah, we'll get Max Muncy, who's, you know, a great player. And if he wasn't in LA, would be a superstar talent on a lot of these teams that are, you know, like the Royals, like other teams that are low market teams, maybe not a superstar talent, but he'd be better than most. And that's a concern of mine. Player development, coaching, leadership, all of that goes into why you are 40 games lost and only 20-plus wins. It's sad, and then you see a team be up 5-0 and they lose to Houston.
They hit 9 home runs in AAA yesterday, though.
Good for them.
Prado hit one, so maybe we'll see Prado here being part of that young core. But let these guys grow together. Let them develop. Let them be the team. We've seen this before. What happens? It's like Ned, and I'd love to talk to Ned about this at some point. Maybe I will. But, you know, just the way he went about things and the way that he saw the young players and let them be who they were.
Right.
And not only that, but there was time for training wheels with Eric Hosmer and Mike Moustakas because the team wasn't very good at that point.
Right.
So use this year as that because you're not going to the playoffs, not going to the postseason whatsoever. So use this as the training wheels year and get better. But here's the thing I hate, Dusty, is when we get excited about performances. Like you get excited that, you know, Coar looked good or that Singer looked good in their losses. Like you got to get rid of that mentality. Okay, that's fine. We're in July now. Right. Like you want to see at the beginning of the year, Bobby Witt Jr. hit homers. You need to start seeing wins.
Right.
Like the ultimate thing in sports is wins and losses.
More competitiveness.
Like at some point, you know, I don't want to hear that like Heasley, you know, quality start. He said it's fine. Great for him. But right. The team lost the game.
Right.
Like, that's the most important. I think we lose sight of it because I'll hear Burns callers from time to time.
Yeah.
To get the temperature of what they're thinking. They'll, like, just like last week, it was a great day at the ballpark. There was, you know, almost 20,000 there. Then he hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
But he didn't get hit. I mean, come on. Let's get rid of the day was nice and sunny. It was a beautiful day at the ballpark to get wins.
Yeah, enough of the cookies. It's time for the cake. I thought this was interesting. Jeffrey Flanagan, former MLB beat writer for the Royals, said, Ned Yost used to say often about pitchers who walk too many hitters, quote, either you can't physically throw a strike or you're afraid to throw a strike. Either way, you aren't useful.
Mm.
I get it. It's a different manager. It's a different approach. But maybe every once in a while you need somebody to get up in that ass and let them know that they're not doing what they're doing and they're not doing it right. Figure it out, do better, and get better. That's as simple as it is. Stop trying to be buddy-buddy. Stop trying to be, we should win every game. It's a regime that's not working. It's a system that's not effective. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to clean it out. And again, yet here we are, and we still got Cal Eldred telling pitchers what to do, and it seems to be going well.
Leadership shows itself in weird places, weird situations. Mm-hmm. Moustakas was in Houston, right?
Yeah, he wasn't ready to go home.
Like Moustakas.
Raul Banez.
When he was not hitting well and getting sent back to AAA and coming back, it was once Moustakas turned into a 300 hitter, all-star caliber,
yeah,
that his voice, because he always had it in him, but he wasn't able to display because he wasn't performing on the field.
Right.
And once he did, then that voice came out. And that's what they're kind of missing at this point. I think they have it with some of these younger guys. Again,
it's all about respect. You don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Let's see it.
Speaking of respect.
Bobby seems like that type of guy to me.
Him or Melendez. I think they both could. Top five Chiefs in 2022, plus our top guy, Josh Fernier, all next here on Fesco in the Morning.
Fesco in the Morning, where Kling has no time for your BS.
How many meetings do you have to go to as the athletic director at Nebraska before you land on the one that deals with helium quantities on campus?
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in Fesco in the Morning. Dusty Likens, Jay Binkley, B-Dub with you here until about, I don't know, 9:55-ish. And then Cody Tapp and Nick Schwartz will take you over after that. Carrington and Rob with the drive. And then Josh Vernier at 6 p.m. tonight for Royals pregame. Josh Vernier will join us just a little bit. We talk about the Royals. How
Hope
about
he's
this?
All right, man.
We're going to find out. We're going to talk to him about some therapeutical stuff we can get Vern through. Maybe I need to, you know, go over there and shoulder rub during a Royals game.
His stress level is probably a 9 out of 10.
Maybe take him a Providence pizza with some Detroit style. I know he's kind of from that area.
You think he went on a bender last night?
Hopefully. He didn't have to get up early.
It's 4th of July. He's probably out there till midnight firing everything off, hammering them down.
I feel like he's at the point that Roger Maris was at where he was starting to lose his hair and look in the mirror and pick up smoking.
Yordan Alvarez dancing in his head.
That's a big dude. How about this for good luck? I talked to everybody about this earlier, that today should be a day that everybody gets off because the 4th of July lands on a Sunday through a Thursday. You should get the next day off. Just let's have fun. Let's be all right. Let's not let anybody worry. Buddy of mine that's on Twitter, he said, I pulled up to work today to an empty parking lot. Building was closed due to an air conditioning malfunction. We all get to work from home today. You think anybody's working from home today with that organization? Like, you? Yeah, right?
No. They're logging on yeah. and taking
working
a nap.
From home yeah. today. It's,
hold yeah. on. Let me clock in real quick. Okay, Yellowstone reruns are on. All right, I'm there.
Let me put that piece of cardboard over my camera piece and just leave it on. Also, National Apple Turnover Day and Bikini Day. Boy, there was a lot yesterday that were shown that really took my heart. And then, of course,
Apple turnovers? Or
absolutely not.
Where's your go-to apple turnover? Is it Mickey D's?
Yeah, or I think it was high school. I think it was just called an apple pie, but it came in like that wax paper that was either cherry or apple, and one was red, one was green. Those are pretty good because it had like this like fake glaze over the top.
Like a school cafeteria food?
Yeah.
Really? You like something at the school cafeteria?
Dude, come on. Chicken nugget day, I went nuts.
I like the pizzas every once in a while, I guess. And the tater tots are always good.
So chicken
the rest of it was crap.
Chicken nugget day, they had like this mucus-colored gravy that was a little off-putting, but it was still
the yellow,
great.
Green.
Yeah, but it was still great. My favorite was steak nugget day because you got like white peppered gravy and like little like, I don't know, it was like chicken fried steak nuggets. And you could do this thing where if you paid a dollar, I think it was like $1.25 extra, you got what they called doubles. And you better believe your boy would go through the line. They'd say, single or double? Double.
Double me up.
I don't need the green beans.
It's
they
Blue
look
Springs
weird.
Blue Springs School District, man. All
that's
that
right.
money.
And then they, well, I don't know if it's all that money. But
we wasn't getting
that at Kansas City Public School District.
I mean, that was the A-line lunch. That's like if you had the ticket or like you just got the meal plan at school, like that's where you went. And then they had obviously like the other side, which was like the chicken strips and fries. And, man, they used to have, I know I'm getting off on a tangent, but they used to have this spicy chicken sandwich wrapped in this aluminum foil that, like, when you undid the foil, the bread was still kind of soft and a little moist. and you would you'd rip that thing in half and dip it into a cheese sauce. I know I shouldn't like talk about this because it's going to make me want to turn into Ben Stiller from the end of Dodgeball. But my God, man, it was so good. And then just chicken strips, fries, and cheese. I was a fatty.
See, we were happy when we got that chicken tetrazzini, zani.
Chicken tetrazzini, man.
Whatever that was.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't get it.
That was our highlight. And, you know, every once in a while, we get that pizza, you know, this rectangle pizza with the tire tracks on the bottom.
Did you go to school? I know Dustman went to Blue Springs.
Northeast High School.
And he just had all the food. Rob asked me this question. He was when there were trivia thing with him and CDOT. Name the top five highest enrollments of all Missouri schools. Blue Springs, number one.
Yeah, Blue Springs South, number two.
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of people live out there, including
Bird. And you were really mad when you didn't get Liberty North.
I know, I was pissed.
Because he was like, what else? And I asked my dad that same question. It was last Tuesday. He said, can you name the top five enrollment schools in the metro? He said, I'll try. And it was like, what was it? Blue Springs South, Liberty North, Ray Peck, and Lee. No, it was.
It was Lee Summit West.
That's right,
then
West.
Ray Peck.
That's right. You gotta think area. Like Ray Peck, there's one high school and there's a ton of people that live out there.
Well, you get the whole Raymore and Hillier, you know, combining in the one big force.
Yeah, Raymore is right there on that line with Lee Summit, so it's a lot.
By the way, that pizza you were talking about with the tire tracks on it, first time I ever went to Fantasy Ranch. Off 50 Highway, because I went to Warrensburg. So like it was like the halfway point. It was like 15 minutes in. I think it was Wednesday. It's either Wednesday or Thursday, but it was pizza night.
All right.
And that was the pizza they served.
The rectangle with the tire tracks.
At one point, I was no longer interested in pasties. I was interested in pizza.
The pizza was fire.
Like that.
I don't know what they did to it, but it was fire.
Did I tell you my ex-wife took my pizza cutter?
You did, 15 times. You didn't need a pizza cutter or an ex-wife where I was at eating this pizza. But it was crazy because the people that took my ID were like 65 years or older. And I was just like, that's interesting that like a grandma and grandpa are taking IDs at a strip club.
Running the spot.
Yeah, and then I get in there and the guy's like, come on, sit down. I didn't know it was the VIP table.
Uh-huh.
And the rule there is you just always have to have at least a dollar out. And I didn't know it. And the guy was like, what are you doing? I was like, sitting here? He goes, you got to have at least a dollar out before it starts. So the smart people stood behind us. And then the dumb people that were there the first time, I'm like a kid in a candy store because I got a piece of high school pizza and I got, you know, all this in front of me. And then the worst part about it, this is a true story. I was eating pizza, watching a strip show, and the girl pulled my hat off and put it down there, put it on her head, and then put it back on mine.
Yeah, I don't want the hat anymore.
Hey, speaking of strip bars,
yeah.
I was watching Jeopardy yesterday, right?
And one of the questions, I'm scared of where this is
seriously,
going.
No, seriously. One of the questions was,
what is tunnels?
Famous tunnels, you know, in the United States. And one was, what's the tunnel that goes from Detroit to Canada? What city in Canada does it go to? And I know exactly. It's Windsor. Because
Windsor, Ontario.
Windsor, Ontario is probably the capital of strip bars in North America.
Really?
And I've been to them. And that's how I knew the answer to Windsor, Ontario. Windsor, Ontario, known for its strip bars. Seriously, B-Dub, you just go across the border, boom. I mean, Vegas is cool and everything, but Windsor... Yeah, but I knew the Jeopardy. None of them got it right. None of them knew it. All those smart eggheads didn't know it. I'm sitting back there with my mom going, Windsor. I didn't tell mom why I knew it was Windsor, but I knew it was Windsor.
Oh, she knows.
You know when Binkley's like horny because he does that laugh, the and you know he knows
McKinney
about Windsor.
Day?
Well, and Apple Turnover Day, so I don't know.
Windsor.
Like, I don't know. These are, like, top three horny moments for Jay. Bikini Day, Apple Turnover Day, and Joey Chestnut Appreciation Day.
Mm.
I mean, he was percolating this morning, wasn't he? Mm. He was ready to go.
I knew it. He was getting ready to just spill out stats. I'm like, be
like
Beavis
and Butthead, stand up. Now they just let things calm down a bit.
Yeah. Well, that may make Jay Binkley horny. What makes me horny is Josh Furnier and our Royals insider's knowledge of this team.
That's exactly what I think of.
I mean, Vern's got his own spot during the Royals games. He can be on the Jumbotron. He can just look in there and talk to you. The black background was a little skeptical, but, you know, whatever. It's Vern, and he gets out there, and he gets people ready to go. So Josh Vernier joins us now in Fesco in the Morning. Jay Binkley, Dusty Likens, B-Dub. Vern, Binkley wants me to seriously ask. This is not me being a sarcastic, you know, jerk. He wants me to make sure, because he thinks he'd be joking if he said it, are you doing okay?
Oh, I thought Bink was going to ask, like, am I doing laundry?
Yeah. We know the answer to this because every time I talk to him, he's at the store getting this or that, or he's vacuuming. No, the reason is
I bet he's got a pizza cutter.
Last night,
my wife has a very tough job. I have a very easy job.
I pitch in. Last night, I went back to the podcast because I was doing things on the fourth there to listen to your reaction and your opening monologue because it said everything to me because you're like, I don't know if I can put words, you're paraphrasing here, put words in your mind to kind of sway you one way or the other with your sentiments. Just go. You were like, you had had enough and you were like, I'm going to let the callers take over.
Yeah, well, correct. Look, if yesterday's game made you angry, there was nothing that I was going to say to sway you one way or the other. If yesterday's game didn't make you angry, there was nothing I could say to sway you one way or the other. Yesterday's game, to me, kind of shows everyone what kind of Royals fan they are here in 2022 or how they view this team 78 games into the season because, yeah, the Royals lost in heartbreaking fashion, but they lost the game because of Wyatt Mills and Amir Garrett and sure some missed opportunities from the offense. I don't think Amir Garrett nor Wyatt Mills are going to be standing on the podium when this team wins again. The guys that likely will be on the podium when John Sherman is awarded the American League Championship Trophy, those guys performed well yesterday. Jonathan Heasley, 6 innings of one-run baseball. His brutal bullpen just coughs it up. Vinny Pasquantino reaches base twice. MJ Melendez hits a pair of home runs. Bobby Witt Jr.'s on base twice. So the guys that matter, because what we're watching for, in my opinion, what I'm watching for right now is the 2024 Royals, maybe even the 2023 Royals. Amir Garrett, Wyatt Mills, I hope that they're a part of the team in 2023. I think they'll be a part of the team in 2023, but I don't know about 2024. So I'm not going to let that gag job in the eighth inning, I'm not going to let that get me down. There were positives from this game because oftentimes Royals fans want to have it both ways. You want to freak out and scream at Mike Matheny because he lost the game. But then at times when he goes for the win and maybe substitutes out one of your favorite young players, then we get mad at him for not treating this like a developmental season. So yesterday's game to me kind of puts everyone in the category. Are you focused on winning today or are you focused on developing for tomorrow? Yesterday's game had it all.
Vern, I think the biggest thing that I'm at, you mentioned the Royals fan or what kind of fan are you at this point in the year? One of two things. I want the guys that are going to be key trade pieces to continue to stay hot. Benintendi had a great game yesterday. Keep getting on the radar. Stay there. Stay fresh. Whit Merrifield seems to be trying to do a little bit more, and it's working. He's been a lot better than he was at the start. But for me, I'm just ready for this team to package deals together and kind of just set the floor for next year and kind of have everybody know what the role is and know who's where, because Binkley and I were just talking. Is this locker room a little bit confused because there is a wave and a surge of young kids, but there's also still some veterans, and those veterans know they could be on their way out, knowing that this isn't going to be the ending spot for their career?
Yeah, my hope for this season and now the remaining 84 games is over the course of the next month and a half, as the trades start to happen, Benny's going to be a goner. We'll see about Michael A. Taylor and Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier. My hope is when I arrive to spring training next season, it's obviously a different clubhouse. Look, it's always going to be Salvador Perez's clubhouse. But you really hope that the trio of Vinny, Bobby, and MJ begin to I don't know if find their voices is the right way to put it. I think so. They're still young. They all came up in, especially MJ and Bobby, came up in baseball families, so they understand, until you've done something in this game, it's best that you're seen and not heard. the way that they're tracking right now, they're going to do enough in this game in year one where they'll have a voice in spring training next season. I would expect now who is the Eric Hosmer? Maybe that's Vinny Pasquantino. Maybe Vinny Pasquantino has the leadership characteristics of an Eric Hosmer. Who knows? You look at the last trio in this Royals clubhouse of Gordo, Moose, and Eric Hosmer. Hosmer was the one that could communicate with everyone. He was the vocal leader. He could get in someone's backside when they were letting the team down. Mike Moustakas's intensity isn't the guy that you want to put your arm around you, but he is the guy that you want in the dugout in the fifth inning when you're down by three runs. Moose's intensity called everyone on the carpet and made you play to a certain level. And then, of course, the work ethic of Alex Gordon. He wasn't very vocal in the dugout nor in the clubhouse, but he set a standard of how we work in Kansas City. Those three were also always proud of wearing that Royals uniform. They didn't look at it as the sad luck organization that loses year in and year out and has just brief flashes in the pan of being a real competitive ball club. Gordo, Moose, and Haas wore that Kansas City jersey with pride. They expected to win, and they ultimately did win. That's what I'm looking for with Vinny, Bobby, and MJ, but I don't expect that to happen until spring training of next season, because right now, if Salvi's the loudest voice in that clubhouse, well, that voice has been muted somewhat because he's not on the field. And if you're not out there contributing and helping your team win, it just can't resonate the same. So if it's not Salvi's clubhouse right now, well, then it's Whit Merrifield's clubhouse, and he's not hitting well enough to truly use that voice, although all eyes are always on Whit Merrifield. Bobby, MJ, Vinny, Benny, Nicky, these guys watch Whit and the way that he goes about his business because he is still very much a pro, but as I've discussed in the past, Whit Merrifield having a tough time here in 2022, not physically, but as far as grinding through another season of being one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, it's really starting to take its toll on Whit Merrifield. And look, I think we can all understand that. This guy has never been a part of a winner. The closest thing he saw was 2016 as a part-time player on a 500 team. I think if Whit Merrifield, much like a Scott Barlow and a Brad Keller, if these guys go to a winning team, to a competitive team, I think their seasons would begin to turn around and you'd see the best of Whit Merrifield. You'd see the guy that Kansas City fell in love with a few years ago. He goes to a winning ball club. I wouldn't be surprised to see that OPS, that batting average, start to shoot through the roof.
Moose also gets you married too, by the way. So that was the intensity that he brought to the table. I'm waiting to see you get Dusty married, Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, or Vinny Pasquantino hitting
the way that Dusty talks, he might marry Bobby Witt Jr.
No, I know.
I'd be rich.
It's probably a good point. Vern, yes, you talked about the 2024 Royals for a minute. Am I to view the 2023 Royals like I was supposed to view the 2022 Royals, meaning some of these trade pieces, do you want Major League ready or prospects? Am I going into 2023 thinking exactly like I did 2022?
If by that you mean the wins and losses are going to be predicated on the young starting pitching, well, yes. Because 2023 comes down to Singer and Lynch and Hernandez and Bubich and Heasley and whoever you get in a trade if you do end up parting with, Benny and Witt and the rest. Whoever you end up bringing in via trade joins that group of Heasley and the rest of the 2018 class. And yeah, those guys will dictate whether or not this is a good team in 2023 because the offense looks like it's going to be pretty strong. But you guys all remember an offense with Damon, Dye, Beltran, and Sweeney. It was exciting, but you didn't have anyone to pitch, so you lost a lot of games. That's going to happen again next year unless we see some continued improvement, most notably from Daniel Lynch and Carlos Hernandez over the second half of the season.
More impressed with National Day of Apple Turnover or Bikini Day, Vern?
Yeah, I mean, anyone that can wear a bikini, God love you.
Do you remember the first bikini that put you on like notice?
Yeah, what a great question. Well, it wasn't a bikini. Baywatch, they didn't wear bikinis.
So you got pulled by a one piece.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I mean, you guys remember the old what was that show on E where Brooke Burke would just go all around the country?
Wild and no, that was.
I don't remember the show, but I remember shout out Brooke Burke. I don't know how she's doing, but
she still got it at 60.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Binkley, where is it? Canada? That's where you saw your first bikini?
Oh, no. That was Windsor.
Hey,
Ontario.
I'm with you, Bink, by the way, man.
I knew the trivia question.
Talk
right?
about Windsor. Yeah. I grew up in Michigan.
Yeah.
And obviously couldn't drink until you were 21 unless you went over to Windsor.
Yeah.
You were allowed to drink at 18 and go to those kind of places you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So, oh, boy. God, that. The best part, well, there's a lot of great things about growing up in the Great Lakes State, but the quick bridge or tunnel ride to Ontario was certainly at the top.
You know, watching Jeopardy, Vern, all those smart people, they all didn't know the answer. I knew the answer, Windsor, Ontario.
Okay, but I got a question for you, smart guy.
I would have only ended up with 800
bucks. Talking about strip clubs in Sarnia and Windsor. How about the United States? What city is number one?
Ooh, man, Vegas... For sure. Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando, probably two. That's where I saw the Central Florida pole dancing competition. It was epic.
I feel like Atlanta's going to be up there.
Some of these moves I saw on a pole were like, they're going to bring in the Olympics. This is going to be an Olympic sport eventually. It's going to be the next, stop laughing, B-Dub. Google it. Pole dancing in the Olympics. It's coming. But I saw some Olympic-type moves.
I thought you were going to say Tampa.
No, Tampa's good. Mons Venus, those kind of things. But Vegas for sure.
What was that? Orange County Trail?
Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando.
Orange Blossom Trail.
Yeah.
Where's that rank in your top vacation spots?
It's way up
either
there.
Way, stay away from those places, boys. Yeah. Inflation is real. Save your money.
Yeah, I mean, this is all when I was young, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Well, Vern,
could really use that money today, though. I'll tell you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, we just wanted to check in on you. Want to make sure everything's all right. Binkley literally was concerned.
I was concerned. Still am.
No, there's no reason.
It's like, he's not responding to my text quick enough.
Did you go on a bender last night after your bond?
No, but they were going down pretty smooth. It wasn't a bender, but man, they were delicious last night.
Anything crazy go off in the neighborhood last night?
Yeah, I mean, fireworks all night. The wife was angry. Dog was fine. I was fine. You know, let people have their fun.
She's just not into the fireworks?
You know, 3-day weekend, going back to work. No one's in a good mood. Set off fireworks until midnight. She wasn't happy about it.
Did she make you go outside and yell at your neighbors? Is she that wife? No. I see my neighbor was like this. His wife would jump his ass, and he'd go out and yell, turn my music down. Because when I was in my 20s, I would have the music loud. Did she force you to go outside and become the enforcer?
I joked to her that, hey, I'll call the cops if it continues, just so she would be quiet and go to bed.
Hilarious.
I'm not calling the cops. Who am I, a narc? Get real.
6:10 day of the K next Monday. Josh Vern, you're well involved with that. He's going to be here back tonight, 6 o'clock pregame. Vern, it's best of luck at this point the rest of the season for you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, love you. All right, that's Jay Binkley, Dusty Likens, and B-Dub with Josh Vern, our 6:10 inside. We come back, we do a top five, and we do this. It's always bittersweet when this holiday starts and then when it ends.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Man, that last conversation's got me in a whole nother world now. Now I'm out here reading Lisa Ann tweets. Binkley's concerned for me. Binkley's like, now I'm going to get a thing that's going to notify me on Twitter.
This is Dusty Likens just liked.
Yeah. Dusty Likens just liked a thigh shot.
It was more than that, Dust, man.
He did say crotch. She had some good tweets. She quoted Bruce Springsteen the other day.
This is where our show gets off the rail.
Right? Yeah, well, what's sad is only an hour
Tuesday
left.
Tuesday at 8:51.
Feels like we've only been here for 30 minutes and the show's almost over. I know for a fact B-Dub's having a ton of fun today. What makes me horny is Josh Vernier. Okay. That's fair.
Loving this.
Somebody said, kid you not, from the text line, the 816, J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. They said, kid you not, I dated a girl for 4 years in Orlando. She bartended at the same Diamond Club in Orlando that Binkley was talking about, and the bartender's name was Lucky.
Never met Lucky. Mm.
You would be lucky if you were a bartender there.
Must have been a different time and age. I will say this, ATMs in those places always say like Acme or something. They don't actually say where you're at, especially if you're using a business credit card, which at that point I was. Not this company, but previous life.
Probably as like a
tax write-off.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in radio now and not doing that.
probably has like a $15 service charge.
Probably.
But you're going to do it. Okay, now we got the text line all messed up. Because now we're just getting...
They're not helping.
They're trying to say Lisa Ann's got competition from the 913. That is a good competition. That's what happens when you get Josh Vernier. That's where you know the Royals season's at, is that Josh Vernier's conversation of a 6'10 insider of Royals goes from baseball to strip clubs.
Well, I think that I kind of guided him that direction.
Oh, we're 100% the antagonist. Yeah. Like
Vern, but he still bit.
Vern's always the protagonist.
He still bit on the bait, right? I mean, we put the bait in the water, he bit.
Well, it wasn't like the bait was hard to find.
No.
I mean, you tried to tease it into jeopardy.
What did he really mean?
I guess. I thought it was interesting, the 4th of July, as we still get some like 4th of July texts. Somebody says Rain City, Atlanta, number one for strip clubs. I have heard Atlanta strip clubs are just dynamite. James Harden would agree.
Not bad, not bad at all.
James Harden just went for the wings.
Chicken wings are phenomenal.
Yeah, that's what they all say. That's the same thing as like.
Actually, don't sleep on those type of places, though.
Oh, no, the food is phenomenal.
Bowling alleys, like phenomenal food.
Oh, dude.
Trust me, like that 300 burger and Liberty Bowl or whatever.
The grill hasn't been changed. I don't know how long it's seasoned. It's good. The onion rings,
most underrated place in the city to go eat, B-Dub.
There's a place in Lee's Summit called Summit Lanes. I feel like I can never bowl there because it's always like either league or packed. You have to like do all this stuff. They have one of the best burgers I've ever had.
Yeah, and it's a hole in the wall right there off the side of the road.
Yep.
Hole in the wall, great burger.
Only about 1 mile from my house.
The best, man.
Oh, dude. I mean, I literally just go in there.
Bowling alleys are seriously good date spots.
I've gone in there, and it's awesome. Except I feel like I need Tommy John surgery like after every time I bowl. Like I'm good for a game and a half, and then I suck. Just saying.
Uh-oh. Text line's coming at you, Bink. They have a contender for Joey.
Says 913, I totally think that Lisa Ann could dominate Joey Chestnut in the Nathan's Challenge.
Your thoughts, Bink?
At least from the evidence he's seen.
No one's beating Joey.
That might be. Like, you know how you got Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson boxing? Maybe we need Lisa Ann and Joey Chestnut in hot dog competition.
Are you going to buy that fight, by the way?
No. I'll wait for Carrington to send the link.
The bat signal always goes up.
It's always there, man. Like,
what do you think they're going to charge for that fight?
$70? I mean, do you really care? Do you want to talk about that fight? Have you not talked about that fight?
It's not going to be. Do we know it's pay-per-view or is it?
Of course it is. They're not going to give you that for free. It's a trailblazer of an idea.
Who knows if they go both of them knock each other out in the first round?
That'd be hilarious.
From the 913, I was just telling Dusty about that spot. Yes, Tootsie's in Miami.
He said that changed his life.
Changed my life.
Yeah, like it's like the Boom Boom Room or like the Hawk in Lawrence, but like for strippers. July 5th should be a holiday. Summit Lanes Burgers are top notch. I'm telling you, man, town topic, Summit Lanes Burgers. Don't know which one I'm picking. I'm
Liberty,
dead serious.
Liberty Bowl is pretty damn good.
Well, it's just like B-Dub said. You go to a bowling alley and you eat their food. Like, for some reason, the nachos always hit, and they have, like, the best jalapenos. Burgers, it's just, I don't know what it is, man. Like, they're just hot enough. What's crazy, being you like this, went to the Royals game Tuesday night with my dad last week because he wanted the Hawaiian shirt.
Hey, you got the Hawaiian shirts.
We did those, and then nowadays at Royals games, they give you the nachos, and they give you jalapenos in a bag by themselves. And you just bust that open, poured it all over the chips, got them like just slightly soggy. What's the best late work? What's the best late for work excuse today?
Diarrhea.
I was gonna say, yeah, just the squirts.
Like, I mean, nobody questions it.
It hit me at 4:15 this morning. I'm not kidding, fellas. I got up, brushed my teeth, was ready to walk out the door, and I said, nope, we're not gonna make it to Shawnee Mission if we don't do this now. Gladstone Bowl tacos are untouchable. Best late work excuse today, you're either too sunburnt, I think that would work because you can't move, or you just have explosive diarrhea, which I did use that excuse back in the day when I worked at Champ Sports. Was one hell of a shoe salesman.
Oh, you worked at Champs too?
I was a hell of a shoe salesman. Oh, man, I could sell shoes to a lady with a ketchup popsicle and satin gloves.
Did I ever tell you
that's hilarious. So all three of us have sold shoes because I used to manage Foot Action.
Al Bundy's. Al Bundy's.
The first time I ever got by an athlete, the Chiefs had a running back, Michael Bennett. You remember him, little fast guy?
Yeah.
He came into the Independence Champ Sports and said, hey, man, if you can save me a Chiefs or a Jordan release I was like, okay, what size? He was like 11. He's like, you can save me a Jordan release. He's like, I'll give you 2 free tickets to the game. And I was like, okay, deal. I was 18 years old, you know, time of my life. Just graduated high school. I needed a summer job before I figured out what I was going to do with my life. Worked at Champ Sports. Michael Bennett came in, gave him the shoes. They were the Jordan 5s.
Right.
They were like the black, matte, and the silver. They were the 5s. And Michael Bennett was like, okay, here you go. And he gave, this is before everything was digital, so he gave me 2 tickets. And I'm like, all right, sweet. Put in my pocket, got home, looked at him, nosebleed. Yeah. Got, man.
See, we would get, who was it? It was Eric Warfield, Shenard Hartz, and Arkell Truluck would always come in.
Yeah, Arkell Truluck.
Would, for the Jordan releases. Mm-hmm. And they would always give us the tickets in the visiting family section. So, yeah, it was always crazy. So we'd always have talk smack to everybody as they were leaving when we were putting it on them. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, man. It was, man, Jordan, I used to always hide one, 10 and a half in the corner. And then when it was the employee appreciation day, 50% off anything Cha-ching. You want in the store, they'd be like, where'd you find those Jordans?
Yeah.
Speaking of Jordans, Mahomes and Co. next year, it's the prove it year, but also there's a little bit more than just prove it. There's players that we're looking forward to, and also some camp stories that we might be into here on Fesco in the Morning. Jay Binkley, Dusty Likens, B-Dub, 610 Sports Radio.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.